Welcome to the Joey and Heather Morning Show, the one and only Corey Feldman.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, you know, we're good. No complaints.
That's good.
Sometimes in radio, you know, we've never interviewed you before, so when you get somebody on the phone line...
How is that possible?
I know, right?
How is it possible?
How did we miss you? How did we miss you?
It's been so long.
Well, we're making up for it now, I'll tell you.
You just hear somebody's voice, and it's just so surreal to, like, even have you on the show.
Oh, well, God bless you, and thank you for doing it. You know, it's about time we got it done.
Definitely. So, we know, like, well, for one, I know you got this huge new album out, and we're going to talk about that, but... We got to talk about your acting a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure. You know, I'm here for at least the next 8.5 minutes. You can talk about anything you want. it's like I'm moving in for at least 8 minutes.
It's so weird because, you know, I think you're just like 2 years older than me. And I just kind of feel like that I grew up with you.
So you're 20 then?
Yes, I'm 20 and you're 22.
22.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I just turned 22 actually.
Happy birthday. So,
thank you. Thank you.
So, huge fan for sure.
Thank you.
We looked up some things earlier because I said my favorite movie of yours was Dream a Little Dream.
Aww.
And then we've got a couple of really big Lost Boys fans in here, too.
So. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Dream a Little Dream is still one of my particular favorites. And the reason why is because, first of all, it was my first kind of breakout role as a kind of, you know, young adult actor. So it was the first time I got to do, you know, really something I could sink my teeth into and create this kind of more mature character. And then the other thing, of course, was that it was my first time dancing on screen and my first time contributing music to a film soundtrack. So my very first single, which ended up being the last vinyl single, the first and last vinyl single I released, which was in 1989, and it was for the Dream a Little Dream soundtrack called Something in Your Eyes. So for those who don't know, that's where the whole music career started, really. So a great piece in time for me.
And speaking of your dancing, you got some pretty sweet moves in that Go For It video.
Oh, well, thank you very much, darling.
I love it.
You might just have to come down and dance with me.
Breaking it off a little bit. Yeah, that's good stuff. So are you, I mean, I noticed just kind of listening, you kind of have a bunch of different kinds of music on this album.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I like to say there's a little something for everybody. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the best little whorehouse in Texas.
Yes.
Got something for everyone. No, you know, it's 31 flavors. You know, you walk in and you can window shop. But the great thing is it's kind of a musical journey. So really, it if you listen to the whole thing, it is a concept album. It does take you on a journey. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. And it makes you feel like you're kind of going on this, you know, theater for the mind, if you will. But at the same time, you know, it's also different styles of music. So, you know, if you're somebody who's not at all into dance music and you're like, yeah, whatever, I hate, you know, EDM or I hate hip hop or I hate any of that stuff, there's a rock album for you. So there's two separate CDs. There's one CD, which is, you know, Angelic Funkadelic, which is basically a dance album. And then there's Angelic Rockadelic, which is a rock album. So on the dance one, yes, we've got Snoop Dogg, we've got you know, Doc Ice from Houdini and UTFO, we've got Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, we've got you know, Poet and some of the writers from Black Eyed Peas, Corrupt, Snoop Dogg, you know, this great list. Then we've got this other album, which has got like Fred Durst, and it's got, you know, a remake of Working Class Hero from John Lennon, and some more kind of organic rock, and then some like very kind of hard heavy metal stuff. So there's literally something for everybody. That's the fun part.
When we were listening to some of the tracks earlier, I was just like, what was that? Is that dubstep? There we go. Cool. Because I do like EDM, so.
Well done on the dubstep there. Well, I'm friends with Skrillex, you know, if that makes any difference. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the thing is that literally there's every style. So in the beginning, the album starts off with a bit of EDM and then goes into hip-hop and then goes into kind of top 40 pop music and, you know, so on and so forth. But eventually it all ends up with, you know, some good, strong instrumentation. We've even got a gospel choir on one of the end songs.
So, speaking of Skrillex...
I know what you're going to say. Are you going to beat me to the question?
How many times do people say that you guys could be brothers?
I've never heard it.
Shut up.
No, why would you even draw that comparison? I've never heard it.
All right.
It is a bit played out. I'm not going to lie, but... Look, I thought it was really cute the first 5 million times.
Sure.
But after, you know, the, like, 5 million and first time on Twitter, I think I might have snapped at someone and said, okay, come on, we don't really look alike. Now, stop it. You know, I mean, if you actually look at the two people, there's not many similarities other than the fact that he wears my glasses from Stand By Me and he has my hair from Dream a Little Dream.
Hey, that's all it takes.
Aside from that,
there are genetic brothers that don't resemble each other as much.
True.
So,
yeah.
All right, we're sorry to ask you the most played out question of all time.
Ever,
thank
ever.
You. Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we do. Hey, that's what we do here. We're proud of it. Well, Corey, the album is Angelic to the Core. And people can check it out, angelictothecore.com.
Yes. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Corey_Feldman. So for those of you who don't know, come follow me on Twitter and Instagram at CDog22.
Hey, Corey, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and play Go For It for you featuring
Snoop
Dogg.
That sounds like an amazing idea.
All right, we'll do it for you, Corey.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye.